Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of the Reclaim Podcast. I am very excited to talk about your energy levels these days. Do they suck? Let's boost them, shall we? And I want to talk about three simple things that you can totally do on an everyday basis that aren't going to take loads of your time or mental capacity to do it. So let's get right into this. Hey guys, welcome here. My name is Leah Van Dolder. I am a registered dietitian, mindset mentor, and motivational speaker. I'm wildly passionate about helping high-achieving women just like you level up your health, your energy, and your confidence so you can feel good in your skin, take more risks, and live a life that just lights you up. I am totally known for my no BS and practical approach to living a healthy and balanced lifestyle, and I'm the queen at helping you become your own best hype woman versus your own worst enemy. Bottom line, this show is for you if you want to be the chick that gets out of your own way and knows how to confidently navigate through that discomfort of growth so you can take consistent action and be the healthiest, most vibrant, and most powerful version of yourself. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. And check out my show notes to learn more about working with me. There's an application link there, or you can check out my website at leahvandolder.com. I love this topic, and it's funny, I was just refreshing my program curriculum and doing this training all around energy zappers and energy boosters. Because this is a big thing, right, that you guys want, right? It's like feeling good in your skin and having the energy, the all-day energy to show up as your best, to have that energy and that mental clarity and focus to be productive, perform your best, especially with your exercise and whatnot, because like, you want your energy. At the end of the day, you want to have energy left in your tank to go do things that fill your cup too, right? You do so much for everybody in a day, and you wear so many hats and have so many responsibilities, and this gift of energy to do more of the things that you love, like that is so precious. And this is how I help my clients. And this is why I did a big refresh in the program around really becoming wildly aware of some of those unexpected energy zappers, but some simple energy boosters. And I mean, in my program, oh my gosh, I probably talked about like 20 of them. But today I want to talk about three simple things that you can do today that are going to boost your energy and also stabilize it. Because so many of us have the inconsistent energy, and it's not so great, right? Because you have this crash around like 3-4 o'clock, you feel like you need a sugar, a caffeine hit, and then those things are actually energy zappers. So there is, I mean, the things that I'm going to share today, they're really going to help with maximizing, but also stabilizing your energy. And these things that I'm sharing with you, they work for me too. So I really wouldn't share anything that doesn't work for me and for all of my clients. So here we go. One of the simplest things that you may be overlooking when it comes to your energy is your hydration. You know, it's so funny. I was having a conversation the other day with a woman. She's like, oh, you know, like I'm doing all the things. My nutrition is awesome. I'm moving with intention, you know, like 5 times a week. And, you know, I'm doing so well with my morning routine and all this stuff. But she's like, I don't get it. Like my energy levels still suck. And I said, how's your water been over the last, you know, week or so? She's like, oh my gosh, it's been absolutely terrible. She's like, I'm maybe having like, I don't know, 2 glasses a day, and then the rest is coffee. So if you are feeling like you're dragging your tail, because when you're feeling dehydrated, it cannot only have an effect on your physical energy, feeling tired, lethargic, but also mental energy. You kind of feel bogged down, maybe have a little bit of brain fog, and just like, yeah, just having a time trying to get through the work that's in front of you. It can feel like a chore. So one way to boost your energy is to drink enough water. And I know there's so many of us too that struggle with drinking enough water. And, you know, I could sit here all day long and say like, oh, it's so hard to drink enough water. But in actuality, the reason, like one of the biggest reasons why we're not drinking enough water is because it's not a priority. And you know, if we're not seeing that 1 liter water bottle in front of us, or if we're not, like, if we don't have those little reminders on your phone, then it's going to be tough to follow through on our water. So a couple of things that I like to do, like I literally make it my job to drink a liter of water by noon. And here I am as I'm doing this recording, I've got my 1 liter water bottle sitting right here in front of me. And I also make it my job to drink a second liter of fluid by 5 p.m. And I say fluid because you don't just have to drink straight up water. If you like straight up water, cool, have at it. For me, I find that drinking a liter of water by lunchtime, totally doable. But after that, I get bored of plain water. So I'm doing stuff like sparkling waters. I really like to do teas, like herbal teas. I also like Earl Grey tea, because that still counts towards your water. So, you know, I think I just made your day by saying that. But you don't have to drink straight up 2 liters of water if you absolutely hate it. Some other things that you can do to boost the flavor of your water, I really like putting in frozen fruit and like mash that in the bottom. It like makes your water pretty and flavorful. The other thing that I'll do is fresh slices of grapefruit or fresh slices of orange. That works too. So getting at least 2 liters of water is going to be very helpful with your energy levels. And I know maybe some of you are like, oh, well, if I drink more water, then I have to go to the bathroom more. Can we see that as a good thing, though? Because if you have to go to the bathroom more often, you are breaking up your sitting time. You have to get up out of your desk. You have to go to the bathroom. You get a few more steps in there. Instead of seeing it as this like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom more. See it as like, oh, I have to go to the bathroom more. So breaking up sitting time, getting a little bit more steps, because that too can help boost your energy. Because sitting for way too long, like prolonged sitting, that can totally zap our energy. And once you start to move again, I mean, the energy in your body is literally moving when you are moving, when you're walking, when you're like stretching, whatever. You're getting that energy moving instead of it just being stagnant as you are sitting at your desk for hours on end. So those are things. I mean, that little tip right there, drinking more water, that, that just kind of turned into a couple of things that can boost your energy. More water, but also a little bit more movement by breaking up that sitting time. So that is number one. Number two, second thing that you can do, this has been a game changer for not just me, but for so many women that I work with, is getting enough food, eating enough throughout the day. Instead of skimping out on like breakfast and lunch, or like skipping on an afternoon snack because maybe you are stuck in this warped headspace where you literally think that, oh, well, I can't eat breakfast because that's just adding calories and that's going to, you know, make me gain weight. Or, you know, I better push off and hold off on eating an afternoon snack. I'll just wait till dinner because heaven forbid I get a few more 100 calories in there. Like that's going to cause me to gain weight. And I was actually just talking to a client yesterday. She just graduated from the program, like so proud of herself. She's like, oh, I just feel like I've totally like taken back charge. I'm living large. I'm like, you know, going away. I'm having poutine. And also just like, I've lost 11 pounds. I've kept that off. I have so much more confidence in myself. I know the principles now. And I know that a poutine here and there isn't going to throw me off. And one of the biggest things for her, she's like, I was stuck in this warped headspace where I thought that if I ate breakfast, then it was going to make me gain weight. I thought that if I was eating, you know, an afternoon snack, then it was going to totally, you know, ruin my progress. Turns out that was totally false. Totally false. And we started to slowly make some shifts and like unravel those warped thinking patterns around food and like start to replace it with other beliefs and like actually proving to herself that, hey, I can have a protein-rich breakfast and it actually helps me with not only my weight loss, but massively with energy. And the biggest thing that I want to highlight here that's going to help with your energy is that afternoon snack. This was a big one for that client that I was just talking about. We incorporated a high protein snack around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon that gave her around 20 grams of protein. I do this for myself. So many of my clients do it. Getting around 20 grams of protein with an afternoon snack, like, girl, your energy levels are going to skyrocket. Skyrocket. Because right now, maybe you're going for 20 grams of sugar in a specialty coffee or, you know, some like cakey muffin or like some, I don't know, like a chocolate bar or something like that. 20 grams of sugar ain't doing squat for your energy. It's going to zap it more than anything. So 20 grams of protein, now we're talking. This could look like a half a cup of Greek yogurt with some berries on it. It could look like a protein bar. It could look like a couple boiled eggs with some hummus and some veggies. So having this nourishment around 3-4 o'clock is going to stabilize your energy, is going to maximize your energy, and it actually helps you with your weight loss because when you have a protein-rich snack mid-afternoon there, you're now rolling into dinner feeling satisfied. You're not starving. You're not feeling frantic around food. You're not stuffing your face with crackers and cheese while you're making dinner. So you actually save yourself loads of calories because you're giving your body what it needs during the day so you're not this hot mess come 5-6 o'clock. I was talking to another client the other day. She's like, it is amazing how having that protein-rich afternoon snack, she's like, it saves me so much stress and I have so much more mental capacity to actually think about a healthy meal for dinner for my family versus flying in the door, feeling like a crazy woman and like pulling together pasta and tomato sauce just to throw on the table. So it completely changes how you feel in your body, that mental capacity, you have more headspace to actually think about your choice versus just like autopilot flying into your evening without much thought. Hey, if you're loving this episode, go take a sec. Go rate 5-star, rate this podcast. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can see like best podcast ever. It really helps the growth of this podcast. It helps with the resources for me to pump these out every single week. And a big shout out to my podcast producer, Zach. Thank you so much for helping me in all of this. Let's move on to number 3. How to boost your energy. Now I'm going to say something that you may not even realize is sucking the energy right out of you. The clutter. You got to clear the clutter or cut the clutter, I'll say. Cut the clutter. Not just in your mind, but literally in your environment. This is interesting. I was reading something the other day, around energy zappers. And when we are living in chaos, when things are disorganized, when we are overthinking, second guessing ourselves, or like stuck in this analysis paralysis mode, oh my gosh, like what an energy zapper that is, right? And like you can relate to that. I can relate to that too. I mean, when there's laundry in my house and when there's, you know, when there's crumbs all over the counter and there's stuff out of place in my house, it makes me a little bit anxious. And it's like this running joke with me and my husband, Chris. I'm like, okay, everything's got to be in its rightful place, right? Like, let's cut the clutter so that I have more energy, more mental capacity for other things in my life. Because we often don't think about how our surrounding environment and how we kind of carry out our day has a drastic effect on our own energy and the energy that we can actually put towards things that really serve us. So if your mind is like constantly thinking about all the stuff that you got to do, and you're like a chronic overthinker, worrier, overanalyzer, and you also have a really hard time with consistent execution, that causes so much clutter in your mind. And I was talking to a brand new client, actually, we started working together 2 weeks ago, and she's like, oh man, she's like, I can't even tell you the amount of bandwidth I have simply by saying yes to getting this process going. And I'm actually going to pull up the text that she sent me because, yeah, her words are better than anything. Because she said, in the last 2 weeks, I've lost 3.8 pounds, which feels amazing, and already feeling better around my waist. In addition to that, I feel like I've lost triple the amount of weight just from my mind. Just knowing that I've made a move and working on this journey has made such a difference to my mental health. Leah, you can't even imagine. The energy and that, that sense of accomplishment and that alleviation of weight, not just from her body, but your mind, like, come on, that's such a huge win. And if you're listening to this, you're like, yeah, like I need more of that in my life. Apply to work with me. Check out my show notes. There's an application there. I'm taking new clients for April. This is an awesome time to start. Spring time is here. You've been thinking about doing something for a while. So stop overthinking it and take action on it. Send me a message on Instagram or apply to work with me. It's a no strings attached conversation. So cutting the clutter in your mind will absolutely boost your energy. When you're taking action towards things that you've been thinking about forever, it cuts the clutter. You feel lighter because you know you're doing the things that you've been wanting to do for a long time. That feels good. That's a big energy booster. Big, big one. The other thing that's interesting with this client too, she was, maybe like you, she was kind of skimping out on her nutrition throughout the day. And this also ties into the second tip that I just shared with you around the protein, right? Getting enough protein, especially in the afternoon. This was a big one for her too. You know, when you are fueling your body appropriately, we've been working on adding in more protein throughout her day instead of her snacking on carbs all day long. Having the nourishment that you need, that clears up the clutter in your mind. Because if you are constantly thinking about food, then would you ever consider that it has a lot to do with the fact that you're not giving your body what it needs? If you're not feeling satisfied, then you're going to be thinking about food a lot. And one of the biggest things that I see is, yeah, women who are eating too many carbs, too much sugar, not getting enough protein, not getting enough fiber, not getting enough hydration. When you're not giving your body what it needs, you're going to be thinking about it a lot because your body is so intuitive. It's like, honey, yo, like we're just craving the fuel here, but you're not giving it to us. So it's going to be thinking about food and like, oh, like what am I going to eat next? Like, oh, you know, it's just like, it's freaking exhausting and it sucks the energy right out of you. So clearing the clutter in your mind and boosting your energy not only comes from, you know, following through on the things that you want to be doing for yourself, but it comes from actually giving your body what it needs so you can clear that like food, like noise in your mind. That's huge. The other thing too that's really neat is what I see in my clients when you're clearing that food noise and you're clearing that clutter in your mind. Like, oh my gosh, you've got so much more energy and mental bandwidth to give to other things. So, and of course I'm the advocate for like, okay, what are you going to do for yourself with that energy. Because it's hilarious how autopilot, it's like, oh, well, you know, I'll do something for my kids or whatever. It's like, whoa, like, what about you in this situation? You're important too. Because the whole reason why you want to feel more healthy, more vibrant, more energetic, and you want to feel confident is because you want to do more of the things that bring you happiness. You want to do more of the things that really, you know, make you feel alive. And when you have more mental energy and bandwidth and capacity, use it towards doing something for yourself. A couple of client examples of that. I mean, one of the girls is, she signed up for this race. Another girl, she signed up for, she's going down to Toronto, the CN Tower climb. You know, you climb all the stairs to the top of the CN Tower. Booking solo trips. You know, taking up another hobby, like signing up for another one of my clients just did like the yoga training, 200 hours of yoga training, right? So you can see that boosting your energy, it has a massive, massive ripple effect on your life and that fulfillment within your life. And it's possible to experience that. It is possible to experience and live a life that just lights you up. It is possible to feel energetic, vibrant, light on your feet. It is possible to experience that. You got to allow yourself to get that, to achieve that. And I think so many of us get in our head and we think like, oh man, well, I should be able to figure this out on my own. Honey, if you haven't been able to figure it out yet, what makes you think you're going to figure it out in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months from now? If you're not getting it yet, you're probably not going to get it 3 months from now. So this is how I make your life easier. I meet you where you're at. We map out a game plan. We bring some structure to that chaos in your mind. And we make a simple game plan for you to tackle, for you to follow through. There's that accountability, that support, that guidance, that cheerleading. I help you get out of your own way so you can take consistent action, so you can experience results that you've been wanting for a while, experience results such as energy, confidence, feeling comfortable in your skin, feeling sexy, boosting your mood, taking risks without second guessing yourself all the time. Your health is wildly important. And it is something that you get to take ownership over, because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to do the things that are going to make you healthy. Nobody else has the power to do that. That's up to you. And to me, I find that very empowering. I am taking new clients for April, guys. This is a beautiful time to get started on this journey. And, you know, it transcends weight loss. This is reconnecting with you, reconnecting with your body, listening to that inner wisdom again. You know, it's rediscovery of yourself. So check out my show notes. There's an application link there to apply to work with me, or send me a message on Instagram. My handle is leahvandolder.com. My handle is leahvandolder. And if you're wanting to learn more about me, services, check out my website, leahvandolder.com. All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We will catch you next week.